Anna Jackson, 7:30, 38. Today is 4:30. This is an 86-year-old woman. Used to be an accountant from Houston, from West Texas. Has 6 children. She's an extensive smoke. She continues to smoke, to drink from time to time. Period. She has severe COPD. Has been hospitalized numerous times because of exacerbation of COPD. Period. She's currently not on oxygen, but she uses her nebulizer at least 3 or 4 times a day. Review of system: weight loss, weakness, confusion, slight pupil edema, shortness of breath, requiring O2, requiring nebulizer treatment at least 4 to 6 times a day. Confusion, most likely related to hypoxemia. Last hospitalization was related to exacerbation of COPD and a hospitalization earlier this year, and she required a stent in the right heart. Allergy, not medication. She's had Plavix, 75 milligram a day, Xarelto, 20 milligram a day, multivitamins, and amiodarone, 200 milligram once a day. Medical problems: heart disease, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, atrial fibrillation, COPD, severe. Tobacco abuse, surgery, C-section, back surgery, pacemaker placement. Family history: mom and dad died of old age. They both had COPD and coronary artery disease. 100 over 60, pulse is 81, respiration is 18, or 2, sat 96% on room air. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, lungs, bronchi and RALS. Abdomen, soft. Positive 1, positive 2 with ectopics. Abdomen soft, lower extremity very thin with slight edema, neurological, non-focal skin, shows no rash. Patient has neurological, non-focal. Assessment: 86-year-old woman with COPD. She's most likely a pink puffer, in quotation. Patient is not O2 dependent, but she has core pulmonale, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, shortness of breath, requires her nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day, weak with any type of activity, period. She also has atrial fibrillation, which robs her of her cardiac output about 5 to 10%, and she's currently taking amiodarone, period. In the paragraph, she was also placed on Plavix because of most recent stent placement in her heart. She's no longer interested in going back and forth to the hospital and no longer wants to be kept at home and kept comfortable, since it's so difficult for her to move about, period. She also has atrial fibrillation, and she's on Xarelto. She does not want to quit smoking at this time, period. Thank you.